This is a touching back on the game on Sunday again. I still don't know how to feel about the whole game. I think for us, we kind of take it as a loss. I mean, if it's not a win, then it's not a win, and we count it as a loss. But watching the film, there's a lot of good things that we did on offense that we got to keep getting better at and capitalizing on. I thought we ran the ball really well. We were effective and efficient in the passing game, and we just got to do a better job of doing a good job in the red zone and closing out the fourth quarter. And the good thing about Chicago, we know what they're going to do. I've faced them quite a few times the past couple of years. They're very good at what they do, but they don't do a whole lot of disguising. They don't do a whole lot of looks. But it's going to be a good challenge for us. We're glad we're back at home and try to get this team on the right track. Coach Frazier talked about this morning that we're seeing a lot of good things on film that are going to help us get on the right track and close out this season the right way.
Almost feel like you're back to normal. I mean, it's the first week in a while where it hasn't been a question whether you're going to start. Leslie, settled that on Sunday. I mean, has it been a little different this week?
No. I mean, I think my whole mindset hasn't changed throughout the past few weeks. That my expectation was that I was always going to start and I was going to prepare that way. And I don't think anything feels different.
You only have like 8 rushing yards in the last 3 games or so. Is that something the defenses are taking away from you, or are you making a more concerted effort to go through progressions and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to stay in the pocket more, but I think also defenses, I thought Green Bay did a great job of dropping a D lineman out to spy on me and take that away, and I think defenses are making those kind of adjustments too.
This is presumably your job to keep for the rest of the season as long as you keep playing as you are. What is there specifically for you to prove the rest of this season and going into next year?
I mean, the biggest thing for me, we got to win games, and I got to be able to be the guy that's behind center that leads this team to victories. And obviously, we only have 2 wins, 1 under my belt and a tie. And so I just got to keep getting better, keep putting our team in a successful position, and try to win these games.
How does that defense look compared to what you saw week 2? Been a lot of injuries, a lot of guys are out.
Yeah, there are quite a few guys out. There's some younger guys that are stepping in, but they're still good. I mean, they're still sound in what they do. St. Louis put it on them last week, but we're expecting that they're going to learn from that, and those young guys are going to get better each game. And it helps that guys like Peanut Tillman, who's such a game changer, will be out. And but we expect it to be a tough game, and they're going to do some things. They got a great front four, so they're going to try to create pressure in the backfield, and we just got to make sure that we don't turn the ball over and we convert on third downs, and we got to be great in the red zone like we haven't been the past few weeks.
They've had some problems stopping the run. How encouraging is it for the rest of the season the way you guys were able to run the ball this past Sunday? And what went into that?
I think we just executed better. We're glad that we did it, but we just got to make sure that we keep improving on it. I mean, one game doesn't mean anything. But we know that we are a running team, and we got to keep trying to establish that for the rest of the season. And like I said, I think Chicago's ranked 4th in allowing somewhat, or 4th to last in allowing 10 plus runs or something. I think they allowed 45. So 45 times guys rushed for 10 yards or more in a play. And I don't know why that was so hard for me to say, but we got to take advantage of that in the run game. And I'm sure they're going to make their adjustments. They know that they have to stop Adrian, and that's such a big part of their offense. So we know that that's going to be their focus. So we got to do a great job and pass efficiently and take that pressure off the run game and open things up for Adrian.
I mean, Adrian's Adrian, but was it cool to see Toby have the kind of game that he had?
Yeah, he did have a great game. And, he works so hard, and obviously he doesn't get that many carries because he's stuck behind Adrian. But I think if he was on any other team, he'd be getting the main load. And so it was great to see him run, especially the past couple weeks he's ran really well. And I think he's going to keep getting more and more carries, but we were happy to see that.
When you look back at this kind of 11-game odyssey with everything that's happened, not what you guys wanted the season to be, what have you learned, and how do you even reconcile just the way the season has progressed?
I think there's been a lot of learning experiences through games. I think the biggest thing is just staying focused and moving forward. I think what's weird is going through that 3-13 season my rookie year. It was hard to imagine that would ever happen again. And it's weird because this year it feels so different because there were so many games that have been so close that unfortunately we were on the wrong side of it. But I feel like we're just such a, a better team than we were a couple of years ago. So it is frustrating that our record doesn't really show that. But we do have five games left to improve our record. And but it's definitely been an interesting year. And the good thing is it's not over yet, though.
With a month or so to digest it, I mean, when Josh was signed, did you think that was going to be it for you? And are you surprised that...
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, if I was going to walk in that next day and have a pink slip in my locker or what. It was an interesting time, and was able to stay focused on what I had to do, and fortunately was able to swing back, and I'm back out there playing. Thanks.
Thank you.